I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon. How
plain? I have heroes. Some of them are personal heroes, like my dad, who chose to make his family his number one priority in life, above career or accomplishment, and he decided his family is his life's greatest work. Some of them are musical heroes, like James Davis, who planted a seed of inspiration in a young boy to play music, and then years later backed it up with his actions. Without James, I would have never played guitar or written a song. At least the odds are pretty good. Some are business heroes. For instance, like Seth Godin, who inspires me to add my voice to the world. There are so many, we just can't begin to name them all or do them justice with just words. According to the definition of the word, a hero is someone you admire or possibly idealize based on who they are, what they have become, or the impact they have made in the world. I know you have heroes too. We all have people who have impacted our lives in a positive way. Someone we have learned from or with to better ourselves or our understanding. So many great influences in my life. I will never meet some of these people. Some of these folks will never know or understand what an amazing impact they've had on our lives. In fact, you're probably thinking of a few right now. As with anything, there's a flip side as well. The anti-heroes. The people who impacted us in a negative way. The love of your life who shattered your heart into so many pieces you were never able to pick them all up again. The best friend who stabbed you in the back for no good reason and left you unable to trust. The politicians who enact laws to benefit the lobbyists who pay them while the innocent are abused in the process. The person who abuses children in any way, shape, or form. The opposite of heroes. Not all of our heroes have names known worldwide, and the same is true for our anti-heroes. In fact, most of them are not famous people at all. They're teachers, friends, coaches, coworkers. They are dragons just like us. Actually, let's think about that for just a moment. They are us. And we are them. Have we ever stopped to realize we could be someone's hero? I mean, like, really understand what kind of an impact we have in other people's lives. Think about how grateful you are to those people who have helped you along the way. Now, some people feel this way about you. And if we have made poor choices in our life, well, some people might feel the way about us that we feel about our anti-heroes. We could also be an anti-hero. How we live our life will impact others, many others. There isn't even a question about it. It can't be denied. We are connected to each other in this life, whether we like the fact or not. For our achievements, we stand on the shoulders of others. Others, they can stand on our shoulders. We will have a positive impact or a negative impact on our world. We choose which one it will be. The single mom or dad who needs help to make ends meet. The addicted individual struggling. The hopeless soul reaching out. Will you be their hero? You are extraordinary. You are my hero. I love you. Thank you. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Helen Hayes. It goes like this. We relish news of our heroes, forgetting that we are extraordinary to somebody too. Until next time, remember, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon. And we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you got to tend it, fan it.
That's what I plan to do. Now I have two, him and you,
him and me,
and it's so